Today we're Bez Hashem going to finish the seventh parak of Maseches Klayim. We are going to learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So the Mishnah Zayin teaches as follows: Haruach she'ilula is a gefanim al gabi tevua. Let's say you had gefanim and tevua planted at the proper distance from each other, 4 amos apart from each other. If it's a whole kerem, if it's a single gefen, they're 6 tefachim apart from each other. But then the wind comes and blows the vines over the tevua. So remember, we learned earlier that if vines grow on top of tevua, that also becomes kilei kerem. So the halach, so over here, the winds blew the vine over the tevua. So yigdor miyad, you should cut back the vines right away. Meaning, if you're unable to turn them back and just move them, so you got to cut them out. Imiru ones, but if an ones happened where you're unable to cut back the vines, the example the Mefarshim gives is that a person became an avel and he's not allowed to work during Shiva, so he's unable to work. He's unable to cut back the vines. The halacha, it's an ones that he's not able to cut back the vines. So it's not nichalei to have the vines growing in such a case. So therefore, it's not going to become klayim, it's going to be mutter. Tevuasu shinota tachas hagefen, if you have the reverse, you have grain that is pushed under the gefen, you have grain growing at a proper distance from the gefen, but then the wind comes or it just grows very long and it grows out in a way where it goes back, it grows out to underneath a gefen, the chen beyarek, or if you have yirakos that do the same, that grow out very long to underneath a gefen, machzir ve'ino makadesh, then you should move it back away from the gefen, but don't worry, did not become kilei kerem. It did not become aser behana'a. The Rav explains, im lo hichzer in a mekadish, tatsran lel tachse gefen osu mekadish, hainu kishe ikra tevua tachse gefen. That even though we say that a grain that grows under a vine does become aser, that's only if the grain is rooted under the vine. Aval kishe ikra tevua medes chutz legefen. But if the grain is rooted 4 amos away, you know, at some distance, v'note tachse gefen, and it just grows very long, so that it's, so that the tops of the stalks go under the vine, eino mekadesh. That's not actually going to be aser bahana'a. Me'imasei tevua miskadesh, as the Mishnah says, at what point does tevua become aser as kilei kerem? Meaning, at what point do we say that it becomes aser bahana'a? At what point of its development? Mishatashrish, from when it takes root. The Bartanur points out there are actually two girsa'us over here. One girsa is mishashi spashu shroshim bekarka, that the roots go into the ground and spread out into the ground. But he says, v'istigarsi mishetashlish, klomer mishetavishlish, that it's when it gets to 1/3 of its growth, which is a very different stage of development. V'anavim, and grapes, at what point are the grapes big enough to be a problem of kilei kerem? Mishayasu kapula lovin, when they're large enough that they're like a white bean. Tevua, and the Bartanur explains, shimzara tevua yarek bekerem shelo igyu anav lios kapula lovin. If let's say you plant grain in a vineyard where the grapes are not yet the size of a pula lovin, and then you uproot whatever you planted there before the grapes become the size of a pulalavan, then the grapes are still going to be mutter. And similarly, says the Bartanur, if you have grapes that were the size of a pulalavan and you planted grain or vegetables next to it, and then you uproot the grain before it develops, either before it develops roots, if the girsa is mishet tashrish, or before it grows to 1/3 of its growth. If the girsa is mishet tashlish, you will then have saved it from becoming kilei hakerem. The Mishnah continues, tevua sheyafsha kol tzarch, if you have grain that's properly dried out, meaning it's ready to be harvested, it's fully developed, it's not growing anymore, v'anavim shebishlu kol tzarch, and you have grapes that are fully ripened, and they're also fully ready to be eaten, and they're in harvested, and they're not growing anymore, then ein miskadshos. Then even though you plant grain in such a vineyard, it's not gonna ask for the grapes, because the grapes are already fully developed. So it's only going to be when it's in between the stage of pula lavan and when it's fully ripened that it can actually become aser. Mishnah ches, atzitz nakuf. If let's say you have a flower pot that has a hole at the bottom, so mekadish bekerem. If you put that flower pot and you grow grain in that flower pot and you put that flower pot down in a vineyard, it's going to aser b'ana, it's going to make kilei kerem. It's considered as if it's planted in the vineyard. V'she'enu nakaveinu mekadesh. But if the grain is growing in a flower pot that does not have a hole at the bottom, then it's not going to aser the stuff as kilea kerem, because it's considered to be independent of the vineyard. It's totally separated from the vineyard. It's in a flower pot. Rabbi Shimon says whether the flower pot has a hole at the bottom or whether it does not have a hole at the bottom, it will aser. It's aser to do that. It's aser to take a flower pot and put it in such a vineyard, whether it has a hole at the bottom or not. But it's not going to make it kilea kerem. Hamavir atzitznak of bekerem. If let's say a person is carrying a flower pot that's growing grain and that has a hole in the bottom of it, and you're just carrying it through a vineyard, so mhosif b'masayim aser. If it grows 1/200th of its growth, if it adds 1/200th to its growth, then it's going to be aser. The Bar Tanura points out atzitznak of sheish bo tavua shevi shlish. We're talking about that it already has tavua that's 1/3 of the way grown. Ve'viru bekerem sheish ba novim kapala lavan, and you're passing it through a kerem that has grapes already that are the size of a pala lavan, but v'loi nicho ba'aretz, you didn't put it down on the ground. Elehei viru tachas ha-gafanim, you just brought it under the gafanim. Belvad imosifu azroim b'derech avrasu chelik m'masayim l'masha yutchila. If it grew 1/200th of its growth while it was being passed under the gefanim, then whatever is planted in that flower pot is going to be aser. Interestingly, though, the gefanim are still going to be fine because it was never placed on the ground, so it was never placed in the proximity to any particular gefen, and therefore all the gefanim are going to be mutter. The Achronim point out, the Tos Yom Tov and others point out that even the grain that's in the flower pot, although it's aser, it's only aser midrabah. On the Daraisa level, it will be mutter bahana because it's in a flower pot, even though the flower pot has a hole in it, but you never put the flower pot down onto the ground. So to quickly summarize what we did today, in Mishnah Zion we learned that if you have grain and vines that are at a proper distance from each other, but the wind blows one to underneath the other, you got to do something to remove it, either cut it back or bend it back. We said that the stage of development that something is eligible to become kileak when it comes to grain is when it takes root, or according to one gear, so when it grows 1/3 of its growth, and when it comes to grapes, it's when it becomes the size of a pul halava. And we said, and the maximum size that it can be to become aser ba'ana is when it's fully ripened. Once it's fully ripened, if you then expose it to the other min, it's not going to become klein, meaning you have fully ripened grapes and then you expose it to grain, too late for the grapes to become aser. They are already fully ripened, they can no longer become aser. Similarly, if you have fully ripened grain and you then expose it to grapes, not fully ripened, fully ripened and dried grain that's ready to be harvested, and then you expose it to grapes, it's too late for it to become aser ba'ana. And then in Mishnah Ches we spoke about grain that's growing in a flower pot. So we said the Tanakama holds that it all depends whether the flower pot has a hole at the bottom or not. If the flower pot has a hole at the bottom, then it's part of the field and it could become kilea kerem. If it doesn't, it will not become kilea kerem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says it does not depend whether it has a hole or not. At the bottom of the flower pot, in either event, it's going to be asumi drabanan, but it's not going to be mekadesh. It's going to be asumi drabanan to put the flower pot down there, but it's not going to aser anything bahana. It's not going to actually become kilea kerem. On the flip side, but additionally, if you take a natsitznakov, presumably this is going within the shita of the Tanakama, if you take a flower pot with a hole in it and you pass it through a vineyard, so if it grows 1/200th of its growth, then it's going to be aser. The contents of that flower pot are going to be aser, even though the vines themselves are not going to be aser, since you never placed the flower pot down in the vineyard. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph.